Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to Him. Let me encourage you from the book of Acts, chapter 9 and verse 10. The Bible records, the Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias, yes, Lord," he answered. All right, that's what he did. My dear brothers and sisters, the question is, why did God use Ananias to lead Saul of Tarsus to Christ? Because he was the right man in the right place at the right time with the right message and the right attitude. The Bible records in Damascus there was a disciple named Ananias. The Lord called to him in a vision, "Ananias." "Yes, Lord," he answered. The Lord told him, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying." Then Ananias went to the house and entered it. Placing his hands on Saul, he said, "Brother Saul," verses 10 to 11 and verse 17. Of the same chapter 9. So here is the question. If God needed you to do something for him, would you be ready? Would you be willing? This was not an easy assignment because Saul was notorious for imprisoning Christians and putting them to death. But when God told Ananias, "Go, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles," in verse 15, he trusted God and went. Note, the words, "placing his hands on Saul," he said, "Brother Saul." Ananias had every right to fear Saul and even resent him. Yet, he called him brother. Hallelujah. Ananias acknowledged an old foe as now being part of God's redeemed family. And you must learn to do that too. When God calls someone his child, you must love them, accept them, and treat them as your brother or sister in Christ. So, let's go back to the question. If God needed you to do something for him today, would you be ready? You can be, my dear brothers and sisters, and I would emphasize, you need to be. Amen? Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have granted us. Through every lesson, through every scripture, you give us a message. You teach us your word. You encourage us. You bless us. You invigorate us. You rejuvenate us. You revive us. You refresh us. You restore unto us. Our Father, we are highly grateful to you and pray that, Lord, you will lead us and guide us like Ananias. We'll be so super confident in our God that when he commands us and asks us to do something, we will be immediately ready, without asking a question, believing if God instructs and if God commands, our job is to obey. Therefore, give us the grace to trust in your word and to obey your voice in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord, I thank you for your flock. I lift them up into your hands as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day. I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. I also lift up the brothers and sisters who may be sick in our midst. Lord, I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For your word tells us that by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. We vow to give you the praise, glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, my dear brothers and sisters. Have a great day ahead of you and a fantabulous weekend. I remind you to go to church this Sunday with your family and friends and worship Jesus together. God bless you, and bye for now.